Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. One more from Tim Van Eken here. Farrell and Ratcliffe.
Scullery boy, a brave young man was he. Oh, save a life, good master cook, and make him pies of me. For pity's sake, do not destroy my lady with your knife. You know she is her father's joy. For Christ's sake, save her life. I will not save her life, he said, or make my pies of thee. But if you do, if he betray the butcher, I will be. And when the Lord he did come home for to sit down and eat, he's called for his daughter dear to come and come and eat. Oh, sit you down, his lady said, sit you down to eat. Into some nunnery she is gone, your daughter did forget. But solemnly he made a vow before the company that he would neither eat nor drink until he did. And up and spoke the scullery boy, and in a loud voice high said, if you would your daughter see, my lord, cut open that pie. Wherein the flesh is minced so small and parched all with the fire, all caused by her stepmother who did her death desire. And cursed be the master cook, cursed may he be. I offered him my own heart, but from death to set her free. So all in black the lord did mourn, and for his daughter's sake he's judged the cruel stepmother to burn at the stake. Likewise he's judged the master cook in boiling lead to stand, and he made the simple scullery boy the heir of all his land.
A ship went a-sailing out over the bar,
way down Rio.
We pointed a nose for the southern star,
for we're bound for the Rio Grande. And away, bullies, away, way down Rio. Sing fare thee well, me Liverpool girls, for we're bound for the Rio Grande.
Was you ever down Rio Grande?
Way down Rio.
There that the water runs down golden sand,
for we're bound for the Rio Grande. And away, bullies, away, way down Rio. Sing fare thee well, me Liverpool gals, for we're bound for the Rio Grande.
We're sick of the town when the money was gone,
way down Rio.
We signed on this packet to drive us along,
for we're bound for the Rio Grande. And away, bullies, away, way down Rio. Sing fairly well, me Liverpool girls, for we're bound for the Rio Grande.
So goodbye to Sally and goodbye to Sue,
way down Rio.
And you on the pierhead, well, goodbye to you,
for we're bound for the Rio Grande. And away, bullies, away, way down Rio. Sing fare thee well, me Liverpool girls, for we're bound for the Rio Grande.
Cheer up, Mary Ellen, and don't look so glum,
way down Rio.
On White Stocking Day you'll be drinking hot rum,
for we're bound for the Rio Grande. And away, bullies, away, way down Rio. Sing fare thee well, me Liverpool girls, for we're bound for the Rio Grande.
Oh, find me that crimp from Liverpool town,
way down Rio.
With gold in his pocket, our blood on his gown,
for we're bound for the Rio Grande. And away, bullies, away, way down Rio. Sing fare thee well, me Liverpool girls, for we're bound Rio Grande.
So blow ye winds westerly, long may ye blow,
way down Rio.
We're a starvation packet, good God, let us go,
for we're bound for the Rio Grande. And away, bullies, away, way down Rio. Sing fare thee well, me Liverpool girls, for we're bound for the Rio Grande.
This song was a song which Ashley wrote with a friend of his as a result of travelling around Europe, gigging around the place and seeing the state of the forests over there, but particularly seeing how much greener a great deal of Western Europe is than the countryside of Britain. Far more woodland there. Of course, that's changing very rapidly now with the problems of acid rain and so on. But The thing that struck Ashley was that we were losing our woodlands, and particularly that when we lose ancient woodlands, we lose something much more than just the trees. We lose the whole history of that place. We lose the ghosts, if you like, of the people who've known that woodland for 7,000 or 8,000 years. It's called, very simply, the Woodlands of England.
There's a song that they sing me. 20,000 obsolescent rifles for Ireland, but no answering signal answered from the lonely banner strand. Aboard a German submarine surfacing nearby, at last Sir Roger Casement knew that all had gone awry. If Connolly and Pearce could know to call off what they had planned, Sir Roger knew what price to pay on the lonely banner strand. On the Congo and the Amazon, cruel despots he deposed. Knew his fame meant little now, his masters he opposed. To free the lowly native was to free his own native land. Why should he hide his footprints on the lonely banner strand? The German ship was lying there with rifles in galore. Up came a British ship and so no rifles reached the shore. They took Sir Roger prisoner and they sailed for London town. And in the tower they laid him as a traitor to the crown. He asked what right have Englishmen and Irishmen to try. They stripped him of his knighthood and they sentenced him to die. The English then claimed Roger Casement's diaries had been found. Exposing his inversion, oh, they passed them all around. To steal the wind of all who would the sentence countermand. The wild waves wait to testify on the lonely banner strand. But this is not the old sea, nor this the old seashore. The ghost of Roger Casement is a-beating on the door. Afraid they might be beaten before the bench of time, they turned their trick by treachery and they burned his corpse with lime. And treachery, I call it, in the midst of world war. The ghost of Roger Casement now is beaten on the door. I say that Roger Casement did what he had to do. He died upon the gallows in the name of something new. There were three kings come out of the west, their victory to try. And these three kings made their solemn oath, John Barleycorn should die. They ploughed and they sowed and they harrowed him in, and they threw clods upon his head. And these three kings made their solemn oath, John Barleycorn was dead. They let him lie for a very short time, till the rains on him did fall, and Barleycorn sprung up his head, and so amazed them all. They let him stand till midsummer day, till he looked both pale and wan. But Barleycorn had grown a long beard, and so became a man. They sent men with the scythe so sharp to cut him off at the knee. And oh, poor Johnny Barleycorn, they served him barbarously. They sent men with the sharp pitchforks to pierce him to the heart. Though they could hardly do worse than that, they bound him unto the cart. They wheeled him round and round the field till they came into the barn. And these three kings made their solemn oath on poor John Barleycorn. They sent men with a crab tree sticks to cut him skin from bone. But the miller, he served him much worse than that, for he ground him between two stones. Their will on John Barleycorn, but he lived to tell the tale. For we pour him out of an old tin can, and we call him home-brewed ale. Oh, Barleycorn is the choicest grain that ever was grown on land. He'll turn your silver into gold, and your gold he'll turn to brass. He'll make the huntsman hunt the fox with never a hound nor horn. He'll make you change your mind once more, bold Johnny Barleycorn.
David Nigel Lloyd, his version of John Barleycorn. Now, remember in the first hour, we played Tim Van Eken's version of John. This is Bold Johnny Barleycorn, and oh my gosh, his is a little different and has a little different implication there, doesn't it? David Nigel Lloyd. You know what? We have to take a bit of a break. Yes, we do. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. And this is an evergreen show. We're recording it on a sunny, sunny day. I can tell you that, though. It's kind of a nice day out there. Too nice to be in the studio, so we want to get it done. But then an hour and a half to go is an hour and a half to go, and that just doesn't change. Take a break. We'll be right back. Yes, we will. Hang on now.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by Allied Arts. The 64th Annual Outdoor Festival, Art in the Park, showcases the works of 200 artists and craftsmen, art, food, and music, July 25th and 26th, along the river in Richland's Howard Amon Park. Details at AlliedArtsRichland.org.
Partly to mostly cloudy today and tonight, breezy and smoky. High temperatures 82 in Pullman, 87 in Lewiston, with lows tonight in the upper 50s to upper 60s. Tomorrow should be mostly cloudy with gusty winds, highs in the 80s to the lower 90s.
Like sister and brother, like mother and child. And how many fires have we sat by together, in keeping from the weather, when the wind was running wild? How come we never married? How is it that we buried all the feelings that we carried for such a long, long while? And speaking of feelings, I feel that the distance between us is growing by inches and miles. How well I remember when we came together, I taught you to listen, and you taught me how to care. But now as I whisper the words to the love songs we once learn together, the music is not there. Now my fire needs attending, and my faith it needs amending, for it seems there is no ending to my feelings and my fears. And while I'm talking, I feel that the distance between us is growing by minutes and by years. Some beggar, I stare at your window. Your candles are burning, and your love, it is inside. But doors can't be opened by wishes nor tokens, and all things have endings, and beggars have their pride. Now I know I should be leaving, but my feelings are deceiving, and you're standing in the doorway, and you're trying hard to smile. And while you are smiling, I feel that the distance between us is growing by inches and miles.
While you are smiling, I feel that the distance between us is growing by inches and miles. The ground is a mixture of snow and rain, black boots, black lampposts, soft gray sky. I pass brick buildings with small window panes, flashes of color as people walk by. And it feels like winter as I walk through the yard, though it's been years since our winters were hard. The earth has grown warm as a heart, but can this be love when our sky falls apart? We're all here together, the earth is our home, a mother to cherish, not something we own. And though we pollute her, she's still wild and free, the flatlands, the forests, the mountains, the seas.
and is globally conscious, a turn of the phrase. Recycling is trendy, as is the new age. If life is a book we create day by day, well, it seems we are writing ourselves off the page. I see children running through puddles. They're lost in some marvelous game. A child delights in all that she touches. We'd all feel much better if we did the same. It seems it's been years since the hot desert storm. The war isn't front page news anymore. But what of the children and what of their home? Can this be victory if we stand alone? We cling to our differences like precious stones. It's easy to hate what we don't really know. We seem to forget we're a part of the land. Divided we falter, together we stand. As I'm walking along, the wind touches my face. She whispers a song for the whole human race. The message is simple like sweet ocean spray. If you will but follow, your heart knows the way. I see children running through puddles. They're lost in some marvelous game. A child delights in all that he touches. We'd all feel much better if we did the same. A child delights in all that she touches. If we'd honor children, just think what we'd gain. Thank you.
bridges in the sky, and they are shining in the sun. They are stone and steel and wood and wire, they can change two things to one. They are languages and letters, they are poetry and awe. They are love and understanding, and they are better than a wall. They are languages and letters, they are poetry and all. They are love and understanding, and they are better than a wall. Now there are canyons, they are yawning in the night. They are rank and bitter anger, they are all devoid of light. They are fear and blind suspicion, they are apathy and pride. They are dark and so foreboding, and they are oh so very wide. They are fear and blind suspicion, they are apathy and pride. They are dark and so foreboding, and they are oh so very wide. So let us build a bridge of music, let us cross it with a song. Let us span another canyon, let us right another wrong. Oh, and if someone should ask us where we're often bound today, we will tell them building bridges and be often on our way. Oh, and if someone should ask us where we're often bound today, we will tell them building bridges and be often on our way. We will tell them building bridges and be often on our way.
Oh, Lotus, Lotus, Lotus. You know, I still get emails. That album came out probably, depending on when this show airs, but that album came out 22, 23 years ago. And I still get emails, people wondering where they can get a copy. Sometimes they're like, oh, I loaned this album out to my ex-girlfriend and she got it when we broke up and she never returned it, and so I need another copy. Lotus albums are scarcer than hen's teeth. They're scarcer than hen's teeth's teeth. They're real hard to find. You might check eBay or something like that. Sherry Lutz, who's now with a group called Mockingbird, who does the same kind of stuff. Dana Chapman, and in those days, Kelly Teague, who's now Kellerin, and she's with the group She. Kind of avant-garde, way cool kind of arrangements. She, of course, refers to the hills, the fairies. Shebeg Shemora means the little hills and the big hills. So I think She is sort of like the fairy hills, I think. I wouldn't stake my life on it, but that's how that goes. Lotus is the name of the group. We heard Bridges, the old Bill Stein song, and we heard Song for the Earth's Children, which Kelly Teague had written, and On the Road to Fairfax County, which is a Roach Sisters arrangement, the Roach family. The Roaches did the wonderful version of that, and Lotus pretty much imitated it, but did a really good job. And then that song, of course, was written by David Mazengill. Yeah, David, who wrote the Orphan Train song. Wow. The Smelter Rat's in there as well. And that said, we want to play whatever we are, Beausoleil. Le Grand Malais is what we're going to play by Beausoleil. All right, are you ready? It kind of changes the whole timbre of the show here.
Ooh.
have to go out on this. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I want to thank Kevin Rinker, Charlotte Yao, Brett Charbot, and Chris Stordahl for doing all the work on this. We're going to have to head on out of here, but we'll be back for the third hour. You just hold your horses because we are coming back. Hang on, hang on, hang on.